Bedtime Bites presents The Rainbow Dragons of Everglade. Once upon a time, in a land where the sky shimmered with starlight and the trees whispered secrets, there lived a curious little girl named Holly. Holly had wild, curly red hair that bounced when she walked, and freckles that danced across her nose like tiny constellations. Every night, Holly's grandmother would tuck her into bed and tell her fantastic stories about the magical creatures that lived in the nearby Everglade forest. Holly's favorite tales were always about the rainbow dragons, mystical beings said to paint the sky with their colorful scales. One warm summer evening, as the fireflies began to twinkle outside her window, Holly heard a strange humming sound. It was unlike anything she had ever heard before, a melody that seemed to weave through the air like ribbons of light. Curiosity got the better of Holly, and she slipped out of bed, tiptoeing past her sleeping parents and out into the garden. The humming grew louder, and Holly found herself following it into the Everglade forest. As she ventured deeper into the woods, the trees seemed to part, revealing a hidden glade bathed in moonlight. And there, in the center of the clearing, Holly saw something that took her breath away. 7 magnificent dragons, each a different color of the rainbow. The dragons were swirling through the air, their scales shimmering and leaving trails of color in their wake. Holly watched in awe as they painted the night sky with vibrant hues of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Suddenly, the smallest dragon, a friendly-looking creature with scales the color of sunshine, noticed Holly. It swooped down and landed gently in front of her, its eyes twinkling with curiosity. "Hello, little one," the dragon said in a voice that sounded like tinkling bells. "I'm Sunny. What brings you to our glade?" Holly, wide-eyed with wonder, replied, "I'm Holly. I heard your beautiful song and followed it here. Are you really the rainbow dragons my grandmother tells me about?" Sunny nodded, its scales glittering. "We are indeed. We come out every night to paint the sky, preparing the colors for the next day's sunrise and sunset." Holly clapped her hands in delight. "That's amazing. But why haven't I seen you before?" Sunny's eyes twinkled mischievously. "Only those with pure hearts and a sense of wonder can see us, Holly. You must be very special." Just then, the other dragons swooped down to meet Holly. There was Ruby, the red dragon, who breathed fire that sparkled like gemstones, Tangerine, the orange dragon, whose wings smelled of citrus, Emerald, the green dragon, who could make plants grow with a single touch, Sapphire, the blue dragon, who could control water, Indigo, the indigo dragon, who could sing lullabies that brought peaceful dreams, and Violet, the purple dragon, who could grant wishes to kind-hearted children. "Would you like to fly with us, Holly?" Sunny asked, lowering its wing invitingly. Holly nodded eagerly, and soon she found herself soaring through the night sky on Sunny's. The other dragons flew alongside them, weaving ribbons of color through the air. Holly laughed with joy as they looped and twirled, painting the most beautiful patterns she had ever seen. As they flew, the dragons told Holly about their magic and the importance of keeping the world colorful and bright. They explained how each color had its own special power and how, working together, they could create the most spectacular sights. "But remember, Holly," Sapphire said wisely, "the most important magic of all is the kindness in your heart. That's what allows you to see the wonder in the world." All too soon, Holly felt herself growing sleepy. The dragons gently flew her back to the edge of the forest where Sunny nuzzled her goodbye. "Can I come back and visit?"